Pakistan now says NATO and American forces must do more and put more boots on the ground to be able to control the Afghan side of the frontier.
KFI AM 640 more, stimulating talk radio. That from the frontier, Pakistan to Afghanistan, better known as the province of Waziristan, north and south Waziristan, and a man who's been there often, Bill Roggio, the Long War Journal, is here to report on the trouble in Waziristan. This is not minor. This has to do with the stability of Pakistan. This has to do with the credibility of Musharraf, and it certainly has to do with the revived Taliban and a certain gang of Saudi Arabians and other kindred of Cain who live in Waziristan under the correction of the under the protection of the Pashtun in a moonscape. Bill Roggio. Bill, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Pakistan has complained for years that the NATO forces have not pulled their weight, and now they're complaining again. This sounds like Pakistani politics. It sounds like blame shifting. What is the military situation along the Waziristan border with Afghanistan right now, Bill?
Yeah, well, first, the Pakistani government is definitely blame shifting. In the Northwest Frontier Province, there's a series of tribal regions that span the border of northeastern Afghanistan. These are called the federally administrated tribal areas, North and South Waziristan, or two of these agencies. Al-Qaeda and the Taliban have essentially taken over these tribal agencies and several other as well. Probably, I have folks in the military community that say just paint the Northwest Frontier Province red. It's that bad. The Pakistani government, they tried to combat Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in these regions from 2004 to 2006. They were beaten. They signed peace agreements directly with the Taliban in several of these regions. The Taliban merely just stepped up their attacks and went for more. The Pakistani government suffered a series of suicide attacks that were coming from this region, suicide attacks that were carried out against Spain and England and attempts on the United States. This is all spawned from this region in northwestern Pakistan. The Pakistani government conducted a major battle for 5 days. They claim they lost 50 soldiers in 5 days. Unofficial estimates are higher, somewhere around 100. The Pakistani government has a history of lowering its estimates on casualties. When it fought the Taliban in 2004-2006, they say they lost 1,000 troops. People in the know believe that it's more like 3,000. That's in 2 years. The United States didn't lose that many troops in Iraq in 4 years in fighting. And this is the Pakistan's own backyard. I mean, they're fighting a very real insurgency.
Now, this is American politics and European politics, and it certainly is to do with the stability of Pakistan, which is a nuclear power. I remind everyone, a nuclear power with a border with India, ready to go to war at any moment when somebody makes the wrong move. And we're looking at the Afghanistan border with Pakistan because between the states, there is tension, and it has to do with Karzai, the elected president. He's the elected mayor of Kabul. Let us be blunt about it. But in any event, Karzai is saying Musharraf, who may or may not be the re-elected president, commander-in-chief, dictator for life of Pakistan, is making the absolutely wrong decision when he makes deals with the Waziristan Taliban. Is that your opinion, Bill?
Yeah, absolutely. These deals have only emboldened the Taliban to push out from these tribal areas, what they call the settled districts. What these deals have done, the Pakistani government withdrew from these areas. They just kept troops in some large bases, and they gave the Taliban free rein. The Taliban began taxing the people. They set up recruiting bases. They set up 29 Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and allied Pakistani terror groups like Lashkar-e-Taiba that established training camps in north and south Waziristan, 29 camps that the U.S. knows of. We've seen videos of training for suicide bombings, graduation of hundreds of suicide bombers. They are sending their fighters into Afghanistan. You know, we look at the deteriorating situation in Afghanistan and the increased attacks there, highest casualties of coalition forces in Afghanistan will be this year since the war began. And it's all stemming for, I can't say all, but I would estimate somewhere 80 to 90% of this is stemming from Pakistan.
The effort, a political effort of the United States, and that's not immaterial. Bill knows that he's been enough with the military to know that the politics is where the money comes from. The military, the political contest is all about Iraq. This is not Iraq. We're talking about Afghanistan and Pakistan. And if you go to longwarjournal.org, Bill's report about Talibanistan, that is the center of this pursuit of Osama bin Laden. And I remind everybody, why do we care about Osama bin Laden? Because he has the theological support of a number of insane people to kill. And I've just been told by Mary Habeck of Knowing the Enemy from Johns Hopkins to kill up to 10 million Americans. I think that it is responsible for the government of the United States to concern itself to the area of the world where a man who's promised to kill 10 million Americans is living. That's why we're talking about Waziristan. And there is no dispute, to my knowledge, Bill, between the political parties in this presidential campaign season about Afghanistan, about the need to stabilize Afghanistan, and the pursuit of al-Qaeda. Again, we're talking about Talibanistan. Let's be blunt, Bill. Is it your best information that if Osama bin Laden is not in Waziristan, they know where he is?
No, I don't think the U.S. knows where he is.
No, no, the other guys. Do they, the people in Waziristan, the enemy in Waziristan, that is the center of the strength of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda. Is that correct?
I would estimate that the senior leadership of the definitely of al-Qaeda, who's based largely in North and South Waziristan, agencies like Bajor, Momon, Tank, all these tribal agencies out there and settled districts, they certainly know where bin Laden is. I mean, I would guess that he's hiding out in these regions. The problem is that when the Pakistani troops do go in there and attempt to restore order, they're getting beaten back, and we can't even get in there to try and get intelligence. They're slaughtering any people that they even suspect of being an intelligence.
We need to. We have identified the area of the globe where there is no political dispute in the presidential campaign of the United States. Waziristan, Waziristan, Waziristan. I'd like to hear Mrs. Clinton, Barack Obama, and Mayor Giuliani, and certainly Fred Thompson address Waziristan. It's serious business. Bill Rogier, Long War Journal. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. We will speak often of Waziristan. Next, I turn to spies. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.